Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 502 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I have as a guest me. A lot of things have been going on with the show. The idea has reached its 500th episode and getting people in and guests and that sort of thing and doing everything else. I've been remiss in telling you guys about a good news that's happened in my personal sort of career path. So I'm going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support. All right, so what's the big news? Well, I have, like I said in the intro, I've been remiss in telling you guys, sharing with the IDS or something pretty exciting stuff. I've been focusing on the mere fact that the IDS has reached 500 episodes plus, and I'm pretty excited about that as far as the show goes, and I've been celebrating that. But I've known for a little while, and just, I'd say probably within the last month, it's been able to be publicly recognized or acknowledged. When we started this podcast way back when in 2006, we kind of started it to shed light on theatrical things happening here in the Southeast, and more specifically Nashville. And so, with that being said, I'm delighted to now share publicly with all the IDSers that I am a 2016 First Night Star Award recipient. It's along with the there's I don't know 15, 20 of us in this year's class, but it's an awesome theatrical cadre of folks to be associated with. Now, First Night honors are based, have been on and off in the Nashville community since 1989, I want to say. We have the co-founder and producer, Jeffrey Ellis. I've interviewed with him, episode 421, and he goes into kind of the history of it and the trials and tribulations of the early days and what it means and why he keeps doing it and all that kind of stuff. So for a lot of the background information of what First Night Honors is, I would refer you to the IDS episode 421 to hear from Jeff himself. Basically, it's kind of an acknowledgement of theatrical folks here in the Middle Tennessee area. And they're kind of he breaks it down into three basic groups. There is the First Night honorees, which is kind of, I think, kind of an overall sort of, yay, you have your wonderful careers and that sort of thing. And then there are the First Night Star Award winners, recipients, who are kind of in their careers, so to speak, midstream, maybe, but maybe that's fair. I don't know. And then he also has towards the lastly, but certainly not leastly, is the most promising actors, which are kind of all the young bucks coming up through the college ranks and that sort of thing. Before I forget, the gala for all this, I get dated up and all that sort of stuff, is September 25th, 2016. So the big time honorees, kind of the overarching career honorees, for this year's class is pretty, and again, I gotta say, it's really excited to be kind of just in the same association with these folks. We have Broadway veterans Chuck Wagner and Jeremy Benton. We have Nashville Repertory Theater producing artistic director Renee Duche Copeland. Nashville Shakespeare Festival producing artistic director Denise Hicks, Actors Bridge Ensemble co-founders Valley Foster and Bill Feely, my good buddy, art critic and writer Evans Donnell, art director Terry Schwab, art director, producer, writer, and educator Stella Reed Patterson. So those are the honorees, the career overviews, I guess, of your overall embodiment of work and that sort of thing. And then we have the First Night Star Award recipients, and that is to recognize theater artisans. I love how they put this in the little press brief. Artisans and aficionados. Hopefully I'm a little bit of both. But anyway, whose contributions are deemed noteworthy and deserving of recognition. So there's quite a few of us. And again, this is really killer to be just in the same breath with some of these folks. It's just mind-boggling. Just going down the list, and if I mispronounce your name, I do apologize, because there's a couple coming up in the list that are going to throw me for a loop, I know. But starting with Samuel Whited, Memory Strong, Nathaniel McIntyre, Santiago Sosa, Howard M. Snyder, Scarlett Turney, Evelyn Thornhill, myself, Jonathan Pinkerton, Shane Burkeen, Jamie London, Tamika Robinson-Steele, Jennifer Wickham Oliva, Nancy Allen, Joe Lindbergh, Christy Dortch, Nettie Kraft, John Kapischke, and Valerie Kapischke. That's the ones that I'm not sure about the last name, so I'm sorry if I mispronounced it. James Rudolph, and finally, Kim Thornton Nygren. How exciting is that to be a part of that group? Just to be associated with some of those names is, again, a great honor, and I want to thank Jeff Ellis for including me in this group. And so the First Night has been is written, it's produced, it's run, it's directed, it's all by Jeff Ellis. And he's, of course, the senior contributing editor for BroadwayWorld.com, the Nashville kind of version of that. Let's see, other people behind the scenes are going to help make this gala event really spectacular. Kate Adams and Laurie Gregor. Sorry if I mispronounced your name, Laurie. Co-producing and they're choreographing the gala concert. Kelsey Fulton is going to music direct. Holly Shepherd and James Fuertes will co-produce it. Vicky Bailey and Amanda Grace Creech, who was a 2014 First Night Most Promising Actor, we're going to share producer duties for the Most Promising Actor Showcase. And so basically, the Most Promising Actors are going to give us a performance and entertainment and that sort of thing. And we're going to honor the honorees. So I have something to do with this. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing just yet, but I just got to tell you that I'm pretty pleased as punch to be part of this group. So Jeff not only is a theater critic, but he's also a director. He's currently directing Cabaret at the Larry Keaton Theater, which runs through August 27th. For information and tickets, call 615-883-8375 or visit www.thelarrykeatontheater.org. And again, Jeff Ellis co-directed Cabaret. So if you're in the area, go check him out and see, and tell Jeff you said hi and that the Dumb Show sent you their way.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
Alright, so that's it. I'd like to thank you guys for letting me crow about myself a little bit with my good news that I'm finally able to share with the IDS world. So I might mention it a time or two before we get to the date in September. You know, I'm just saying. I might bring it up again. You know me. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? And please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter @inexplicableDS, @ inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, we may be talking a little Street Theater Company and their production of Urinetown, or we may be talking a little bit of Nashville Shakespeare Festival and what they've got going on in the park. We may be talking about both. We may be talking about none of them. I don't know. So until next week, until we know what we're doing when we get there, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye. That's a detergent.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.